Welcome to another episode of Navigating Mindfulness. I'm your co-host, Lisa McHale from Toronto, Canada, and this is my lovely co-host, Cheryl Sutherland.
Hi. There's something going on. Like, I know that there was a full moon and everything yesterday, and like the tides are changing, all this sort of stuff, but there are some things that are like wild. So I'm really excited to get into this conversation. I know we were talking previously before we started, because we always do a little meeting to kind of get clear on what we want to present to you guys, what do we want to create, like what do we think would advance the conversation. And Lisa was talking about how she was saying she gets to do something with me, and how she was going to brag to her friends about, oh, well, I get to go with Cheryl Sutherland. And I'm like, I think you think I'm a bigger deal than I think I am. And that's concerning to me in a couple of different ways. I think having this conversation about really owning the way that other people see you in like that sort of powerful way, instead of me consistently gaslighting myself to say like, no, I'm really not that important or that big. It's very, very indicative of the results that one can get in one's business and in one's life. So today we're getting into it. I guess, what do you feel like the topic is? Is it imposter syndrome 2.0? Like, there's levels. Like, we've done so many episodes, not only like here, but like in Clubhouse and da-da-da, talking about imposter syndrome and the multiple ways that it shows up. And it's just wild. So today we're going to get into some more and kind of bring it that home, or bring it in to another level. And really, I think as a result, help you in figuring out and noticing some of the ways that you limit yourself, and some of the ways that we can unblock those things so we can have the delicious, magnificent lives that we deserve.
That's awesome. I love how you just led in with that and your openness. And so this is part of one of the reasons of why I think it's so awesome that I will get to do some of these kind of great things with Cheryl outside of our podcast. And so a big part of what we do, navigating mindfulness while building your business, I mean, obviously we have targets for the end of the year. We're approaching mid-month, along with all of these, you know, full moons and retrogrades and cycles. Like, we're
mid-month, girl, it's the end of the month.
Sorry, mid-year. I misspoke. That's been happening a little bit. So thank you for catching that. So mid-year, we're approaching that, you know, 6 months almost to the end of the year. And when I made the comment, I was like, well, there's the gap, right? The belief system and how one person might think that you're awesome and you don't think you're as awesome is a gap in terms of, you know, getting the results that you might be declaring or could be. So as we navigate our mindfulness while we're building our business, how much does mindset play in those results? And I'm going to say probably 100% for me. And so mindset is what I'm definitely aware of. And so I love when you were talking, because I was also thinking, is this a spinoff of imposter syndrome? So for those who don't know, what is imposter syndrome again, Cheryl?
It's funny. I was actually speaking on, and I have an expert that I think we should bring on as well to get into this. However, imposter syndrome is like kind of throwing, how do I say this? We're also like updating some of the verbiage around it. And some people have chosen to, where it was now known as imposter phenomenon, like where syndrome is something you have while phenomenon is something that you experience, right? And it's like, it's very interesting to see like, oh, this isn't me. This is something separate of me that's occurring or that I'm experiencing right now. So basically it's where you often don't feel like you're good enough, or that you should be in a space that you clearly deserve to be in. It can also show up as being extra controlling. It could also show up as, you know, not being willing to trust other people. It could also show up as, you know, sabotaging yourself and self-sabotaging yourself with thoughts of like, I'm not able to do this. Why are these people asking me to do this? Like, I'm just not gonna do this. Or, you know, you get a really great opportunity, and then subconsciously, I find sometimes you reject the fact that you could have this, and therefore like don't send that email on time, don't give enough information, or you know procrastinate on, you know, the deliverables or whatever, and you end up losing that contract or losing that opportunity. So there's definitely so many levels. I actually put a Facebook post up last week. I did a room on imposter syndrome on Friday with Wonder Woman Tech. on Clubhouse. Hey. And then realized that one of the things that I did that in fact was imposter syndrome or imposter phenomenon was like really shrinking myself. And I thought that I had gotten over it for the most part. However, there's definitely some places where it shows up. Social media, attempting to take like a front facing camera, like video or something like that, and being like, my face. Or like, what am I gonna say? Or do people actually care what I have to say? Like sometimes you just have to go live and do it. But then also I have actively kept my personal social media. So whether that's my Instagram or my Facebook, separate from work, as in I haven't been sharing any of the accomplishments that I've gotten. I haven't been sharing any of like my press stuff. I haven't been sharing like new sales or like Kickstarter stuff, because I was like, I don't want to annoy people. I don't want to be a bother. I don't want to get in people's way. I don't want da 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 da. However, when I'm seeing other people post about like their crypto business or like, look at me, I'm throwing pots, I'm like, yeah, bitch, throw those pots. So why am I shooting myself in the foot in that way? And so it really came to a head, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to actively start sharing these things, because I know that this is something that's important to me and a part of me. If you're my friend and if you love me, then, you know, you're going to be seeing more of this. I'm not going to hold myself back from being all of me because of some crazy thought process or some, you know, limiting belief that I had in my head about who I am and what other people want, expect from me, or that I'm imposing on them. Lisa, what are your thoughts?
So I don't know if I actually told you this, but I got certified last week to be an I Am Remarkable facilitator. It's I Am Remarkable is a Google initiative for women and under, I want to get the language right, and under recognized communities, shifting the value of self-promotion. So while you were speaking, that was all that was coming up for me, that I know that I'm in the right place, or that is my next natural best step, because it will empower people to talk about what they're doing. And I think the distinction that is made in that area is that it's not bragging if it's based on facts.
Interesting.
So let's fact check with you, right? Okay. So, well, I mean.
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it live,
so
baby.
I heard you say that you were doing Kickstarter. So what have you done? What are you doing? And what do you plan to do in Kickstarter?
Oh, what am I doing? I'm launching a brand new planner on, and it's going to be a manifestation planner, which I'm really excited about. And it really teaches people more about the law of attraction, how to use manifestation, how to set aligned goals, how to set goals if you've never really set goals before, and how to step into like the visualization of it. Also, what's really supportive is it teaches you how to set goals that feel in alignment. And then there's also space for recognition every single month. So you're going over like the great things that happened to you, the great things that you created, your gratitude practice, like really allowing yourself to be steeping in and recognizing and creating the evidence of how amazing you are. So I feel like it's, as a result of using it, the big benefit is that you're boosting your self-esteem, you're boosting your confidence, you're boosting like tangible evidence of how amazing you are. But then also at the same point, you're rewiring your brain to focus on the things that are working for you, acknowledging them and celebrating them, so that you're doing more of that versus like staying in this circle of like hustle, grind, not enoughness.
Wow, that's a lot.
You know what? I'm so glad that you asked this question, because like, I haven't actually like contextualized it in words yet. And I'm like, wow, this is a big deal.
So I think that's a really good moment to lift up a mirror, just to say, it is a big deal. You're a big deal. You created this, right? So I don't know, again, that imposter syndrome versus imposter phenomenon. However, that's just one of the things that you mentioned, right? So product launches, product sales. I know that you have your affirmation deck is another one. I just don't know very many people that have a product, like it's an idea in their head and they, I don't know, make some designs and then source it out, and then you can magically sometime down the line order it and it shows up at my door, right? Like that's sort of magical to me. So to the point of, you know, looking at all of the things that you've done, aside from the planner that you're doing and aside from Kickstarter, you're also doing, I know, a few other things, and you're also doing contribution, right?
Yes, I am. So of course I'm doing this podcast, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it gives me the space to not only like be myself and have really great conversations with you, Lisa. It also allows me to create more content that people will be able to connect with, to absorb, to transform their lives with. I'm also doing a new subscription service called Affirmations in Abundance, and there's a free month trial available that I'm like kind of throwing out here and there. I haven't put it on my Linktree or like on my social media as yet. I'm like, yeah, you've got 24 hours to sign up for this, and then that's it. So I'm planning that out. And then a couple other things. However, it's interesting. I'm able to share things on, how do I say, on my social media or in specific places and just be like, yeah, here it is, there it goes, like take a look, or like tell my friends and family about it, be like, yeah, da da da. But we all know marketing takes multiple follow-ups, multiple touches. And so when it comes to this sort of stuff, like doing multiple touches is where the imposter phenomenon comes in for me, or even like sharing it on in my personal networks is where it comes up for me. Like, even though I've had amazingly successful Kickstarter campaigns and you know, all that sort of stuff, the point in my business that has the most opportunity for growth has always been marketing. I've never really done a lot of paid marketing or consistent paid marketing. And that's an obstacle that I recognize and I'm choosing to take on and I'm choosing to like work through right now, which I'm really excited about. And it's that sharing of that consistent message on a consistent basis that is very scary and like uncomfortable for me. And I don't know. I wonder why. Well, I guess it doesn't matter.
It's a great question. And I'm sure we're going to have a guest on a future podcast that will help us address that scientifically, maybe, or like,
you don't have to go through this again.
Well, you're not alone. Like the truth is you're not alone. I mean, I think I go through that. I rationalize it even in my head saying, you know, if I promote one brand over another brand, how will the other brands feel? And then it's like, do I have time to promote? So there are very many different layers as we started this conversation to what is the phenomenon of imposter phenomenon. You know, before doing the I Am Remarkable stuff and before doing this podcast with you, I was very, very quiet in not doing any promotion or not doing any content. I think my operation or my method of operation rather is like, if I'm contributing, I'm all in, right? Like I contribute, do it. The minute you tie it to marketing or anything that is about promotion or self-promotion, I shrink back very, very fast. And almost to going invisible, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm okay highlighting your stuff or somebody else's stuff.
At WLS, quick side note, at WLS, what were you?
Invisible.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, but funny because when I'm in kind of like this just normal state where I'm like fade to black, but on like, the let's say gala nights and stuff, she was like, I don't remember seeing you in that segment of the game. And I was like, yeah, it was the one you highlighted. And then she was like, are you playing tricks? And I was like, I'm not playing tricks. Like there are moments where I am invisible and there are moments where I can like dress up and be that person. However, my comfort, and I think if we talk about this in relation to human design, is that external, it's not external, what's the word I'm looking for? Extrovert. I am like an extroverted introvert.
Me too.
Right. So, well, you were also generators.
Introverted extrovert.
No, I'm the other way. I'm an extroverted introvert.
Yeah, I'm the other way. I'm an introverted extrovert, which is people are like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm just an extrovert with low self-esteem. Hi.
Oh my gosh. Well, maybe that's what it is. When you think about navigating mindfulness while building your business, it's like, if we both agree that mindset is a big, is like 100% of it, and then everything else is like the how, then what do we need to do in order to shift our mindset to get there? And I know for me, it's, I'm very clear that I love what I do. So I keep doing it, right? And when I'm not sure that I love it, then I need to like work through it. We went through this, you and I, last week. And then it's just, it's not that I don't love doing it. Maybe the framework might be different, but that awareness, and we talk about this all the time too, the awareness of where you are with the situation versus not being aware is the first step to that. So now you're aware. It's like, if you know these things, then what are you going to do to boost yourself so that you can boost your business, if that's your goal?
Yeah. I mean, like, if you, especially if you see it as like a consistent, I don't want to say a consistent bottleneck to your success. Mm-hmm. Right. And again, business shows, gosh, this is too much. Business will show that so much because, like, let's be honest, like, let's throw back, like, where else have you had exhibited this behavior? Growing up, I always wanted to make myself smaller, make myself non-seen. I didn't want to be an inconvenience. I always felt I was in the way. And look at me, now I'm an adult and I like love myself, but also these traits are still showing up in other places, which it's not good, bad, right, or wrong. It just is. So now what do I want to do about it? Is this something that I still want to continue? Heck no, because I'm ready to be a multimillionaire. Like, I already am. I just like have the opportunity to start stepping into that. And I think with that, it's like, what are my beliefs around marketing? What are my beliefs about talking about myself and my accomplishments? What are my beliefs around asking for help? What are my beliefs around people like wanting to support me? What are my beliefs around being an inconvenience? And exploring all of those conversations. Is this true? Is this what I want? What do I want to be true? And start retraining our brains to really focus on those things. Like, this is who I am. People love to hear about the things that I'm doing. People love to support me. People love and would probably support me more if they heard more about them or like were able to connect with them. Like, and then of course, kind of like what you shared, Lisa, like people actually really like me, which is like, yay.
For those of you who can't see, cause you're listening, I'm sitting here shaking my head. It's amazing. Like, and you're not alone. This is the thing. I mean, I know you promote me and I don't even, people, I mean, you have to draw it out of me to find out what it is that I do. But I got to ask you, because you asked me, and now that you've identified all of these things, how did you show up in that event at WLS?
She couldn't peg me down. She was just like, oh, I don't know, like go somewhere. That's literally what she said. And I was all like, is this what I paid money for? So I never got like, so for those that are not familiar in the PSI community, we have this women's leadership course. It's all women. And one of the exercises is you get categorized by one of the head facilitators in regards to like how you show up. And then it's very indicative of like, you know, where you're at. And so if you're owning that power, if you love that power, you can stick with it. If it's not working for you, then you have the opportunity to change it. And so I was like, the thing is, it's funny. I remember it. And I was like, I just am so desperate right now. Like, what am I? Tell me so I can live my life. Like, tell me about myself so I know what I need to do or what I should do. And she's just like, like all the people that I haven't, like, obviously you belong, you know where you belong. You belong somewhere. I'm like, what? So I just went somewhere. I don't even remember what quadrant I was.
You don't remember. Okay.
I think
it's interesting.
Like, go ahead. Perfect or something. But I was just like, I guess so. Like, I didn't really fit into any of those actually.
Yeah. I was also left in the middle and then they sort of, you know, made their distinction. And again, I have a hard time when people say this is where you are or this is who you are. I don't know if that's just me being resistant to other people telling me. While you were speaking, though, I was thinking that's where you would have landed.
Petty perfect.
Mm-hmm. That it has to be perfect before you before you'll make an announcement. And there are parts of me that are like that too. Like, again, I think everybody is a mix of all things. It's just like, which one is more prevalent or dominant, right? So all this to say, how the mindset impacts and your belief systems impact your results, right? So if you have a goal and you're not getting to your goal, why are you not getting to your goal? Yes, behavior is a part of it, but on a deeper level, it's like, what is the belief that is fueling the behavior, right? So you touched on something that we've had a couple of episodes on called marketing, right? So what do you think about that? As it relates to mindfulness, as it relates to marketing, to getting to your results?
Well, obviously, I feel awkward sharing about myself. And that's all that marketing is, right? So if I'm not willing to own that the things that I have to share, and I know the things I have to share are important, I know that other people will love them, that they're supportive for, you know, people's growth and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. However, if I'm not willing to stand up for myself and share this information, then who else is going to do it, right? And then also being in the space of, I need this to look a certain way for me to be okay with it. Like, I don't like trial and error very frequently. I like, okay, this makes sense. Every time I've talked to a digital marketer, they're like, yeah, it takes testing. We have to figure this and that out. And I'm just all like, how much money am I going to spend on testing? We ain't doing that. And obviously, you know, try to get around that because I was in a space of lower abundance in my mindset. But the thing is, when so many people say it, it's obvious, like, but that's what we got to do. That's how that works. So, I mean, I have an opportunity to let other people support me. And I've been practicing that more and more, not only with my virtual assistant, outsourcing things to Upwork, and now stepping into marketing stuff. I'm letting somebody else build me a landing page and like adjust my website so it is in fact the landing page that I really, really like. And then, you know, being able to test out a couple different creatives and a couple different like advertisements on either Facebook or through organic things. Like, even I was doing one of our previous guests, Bree Seeley, who's hashtag amazing, was supporting me a lot with doing some SEO work on my website. And then, so she's given me some tools where I can look up what competitors are doing and like looking at my organic graph, my organic traffic versus my paid traffic, which is zero. And then other people, it's just like, you could see why they continue to get people to come to their website is because they've figured it out. They've done the hard work of the trial and error, and now it's working for them. And that's what I really want. My end result is where I can go on vacation for 2 weeks at a time, show up, do some maybe Instagram lives and things, and then just like enjoy myself. So I'm ready.
Yay. A little bit of look at her uncomfortable. What finally did it was like, was it working with Bree and her showing you the evidence of why the testing is necessary? Because I heard two things. One, you were resistant to the testing. There's a little bit of scarcity under there in terms of like the time and the money that it would take to actually do the testing to get the answer that you would need to have this recurring visitors and recurring revenue, I'm assuming, to come to your site. What was it what finally got you to say, yes, this is the answer and I'm going to be willing to do it?
I think it was essentially like, it's something that I had been avoiding for too long and thinking I could figure out a way around it because I didn't think that I had the money to be able to afford all of this testing and X, Y, and Z. And I think, you know how they say, like, there's actually a quote, and I've got it in a couple of my journals and things. It's like the pain pushes until the vision pulls. And it's a Michael Bernard Beckwith quote. And I think at this time, and not comparing myself to others, but I know my worth within this business. Before, I felt like I didn't feel comfortable really doing like paid marketing if I wasn't 100% assured of my products and assured of myself and feeling that level of confidence. And I think like now I'm really ready, really, really ready to just start bringing in like the money and just to like really start getting people to have access to these things Because I love them and I want other people to enjoy them. And I want to see this business grow and flourish the way that I want it to.
That's cool. That's cool. I think my approach has always been not about the money. It's always been about the experience and the, I guess, the people's experience, like where I'm working with them. Right.
So this is fun, and not to cut you off, but I used to be all about the experience and then also look down at people that were like, oh, but the money. However, one of the books that I've been reading, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles, mm-hmm. it really broke down the fact that, like, we cannot do the things that we're here to do. We cannot affect the people that we're here to affect. We're not able to express our, how do I say it? We're not able to be the full expression of mm-hmm. what we're supposed to be mm-hmm. without finances. And 100%. That's okay. Right. So me saying, or me wanting to have finally getting to a place where I feel okay with asking for money, mm-hmm. you know, not only that, but then like charging what I'm worth and charging what I want to charge and feeling good with it. It's a huge thing. So imposter syndrome and like your finances and all that, like there's such a huge tie in there. And then I think also it's like, are you done living this version of life? Like if you're riding that struggle bus, are you enjoying it? What are you getting out of it? Some people like to, you know, you have this lovely victim story. And I think maybe it's even seeing so many people play out that victim story of like, oh, well, we don't have enough money, so we can't do this. Like, mm-hmm. oh, poor me. And then people come to the rescue. And then just like feeling like if that's what I'm doing, like, I don't like this. But then also I don't like, how do I say, I love being able to like go on Facebook Marketplace and be like, oh, I really want that tea thing. Or, oh, I really want to get that. Like, I'm ready to just stop limiting myself and what I want. I've done that for way too long. I've played small for way too long. And it's time for that next step. So,
yeah, cool. I really love that you brought in that book, The Science of Getting Rich. I do agree also that, I mean, I don't have a problem billing out whatever. I don't have a problem sending out invoices. And that also took time. I mean, I started and our services were, I want to say maybe 25% of what they are now. And they are valued at where they are right now. Like that is what the value is. And I don't have that anymore. I'm more focused about the experience because I think my journey is different from yours. Right. So the hope is that everyone who's listening in, one, understands that they're not alone. And two, at the core of it, if you're not hitting your goals, there's definitely something in the mindset, or whether you are aware of it or you're not aware of it, that's creating the results that you're currently experiencing. And I think those are my two takeaways, or like my two really big points for this week, is like your mindset is really, really, really big. And, you know, you're tracking against your results and just getting clear on time, space, energy, and above all mindset right now. Cause that is navigating mindfulness while building business.
It is, it is. And I feel like my big takeaways is that your limiting beliefs can show up anywhere. And oftentimes they're just different versions or grown up versions of the ones that you used to play with when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And your responsibility, if you choose to take it, is to, right, is to be cognizant of the fact that these things are happening and then choose to do something different. Whether it's saying, oh, I see you. And then like, thank you for trying to keep me safe, but this is where we're rolling to instead, and like actively expanding out of that habit, and then, you know, allowing yourself to get the things that you really want because you deserve it.
You do deserve it. I deserve it. You deserve it.
You deserve it.
You deserve it.
Everyone deserves it. Where's That's my Oprah wig? I need that one. You get a car.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining us. Cheryl, do you have anything else?
I'm good. We're A-okay.
I love it. You're A-okay and you're on your way to do some marketing and to prepare yourself for the overflow of December.
Oh my gosh. Not even. It's like, why wait till December? Why not tomorrow?
Amen, sister. Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. Thanks again for joining us for another episode of Navigating Mindfulness While Building Your Business. I'm your co-host, Lisa McHale, and this is Cheryl Southern and signing off for one more episode. Join us next time. Please comment, like, and subscribe if this resonated with you in any way, shape, or form.
Yeehaw.